Justin J. Pearson has been voted back into the Tennessee State Legislature less than a week after being expelled. Pearson and another Black lawmaker, Representative Justin Jones, who was reinstated on Monday, were both expelled last week. That was after they interrupted a floor session by leading a gun reform protest. Today, the Board of Commissioners for Shelby County, which is home to Memphis, decided to send Pearson back to the Capitol in Nashville. WKNO's Katie Reardon was in the room for the vote today and joins us now. Katie, tell us what you saw and heard.
Yeah, it was a full house. That is, Pearson's constituents and supporters were all really galvanized, packing the commission chambers. Hundreds marched with him downtown in a rally beforehand, starting at the National Civil Rights Museum. And while they showed up in numbers, not all 13 commissioners were there, though. Pearson needed a simple majority to be reinstated to a seat, so 7 votes, and that's what he got, all Democrats. Some members had previously told media outlets that they were out of town. I spoke with Chairman Mikel Lowry, the head of the commission, and he's also from Pearson's district, and he had this to say about why he brought the vote today.
I think most of the citizens in Memphis believe, and around the world, quite frankly, that expulsion was just a step too far. Given the fact that that protest was taking on the hill of 6 people being murdered.
Of course, there he's referring to the shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville a couple weeks ago, where 6 people died, including 3 9-year-old children. And that's the event that really sparked all of this.
Okay, so Pearson's been voted back into the state legislature. What comes next for him?
Pearson says he will head back to Nashville tonight to be in place for session in the morning. He gave an impassioned speech after today's vote, and later he spoke with reporters, and he said this.
We're going to keep fighting to end gun violence. We're going to keep fighting to end environmental racism and injustice. We're going to keep fighting for our community to lift up those who have been pushed to the periphery, to move them into the center of conversation and decision making. Not the gun lobbyists, not the NRA, not the billionaires and the people who are funding other folks' campaigns, but rather the people.
Pearson also said he will run in a special election to be permanently back in his post. The vote from the Shelby County Commission today is just an interim reappointment.
Okay. Question about policy here. Where is gun legislation in the state since the shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville that was just a few weeks ago?
There have been a few developments this week, but there's still a lot of wait and see about state lawmakers' next moves. On Tuesday, Republican Governor Bill Lee signed an executive order that he says will strengthen background checks. He also encouraged the legislature to come together, which might mean changing previous stances for some. He wants them to pass a more comprehensive version of a so-called order of protection law in the state. These are typically referred to as red flag laws, where law enforcement can take guns away from people who are a threat to themselves or others.
I think that we have an obligation, and I certainly do, to remind people that we should set aside politics and pride and accomplish something that the people of Tennessee want us to get accomplished.
Katie, what was the response to that?
Some Democrats have said they're ready and willing to work with the governor. Last week, Democrats in the state Senate also proposed 5 other bills on gun safety reform, including their own version of a red flag law. Some Republican leaders have previously signaled an openness to red flag laws, but without specific legislation drafted, it's unclear what they would actually vote for. Tennessee is in the spotlight right now because of these expulsions, so there's definitely pressure on lawmakers to act. But Republicans still have a supermajority in both chambers of the legislature, so gun reform on any large scale could still be really difficult to pass. It was also interesting today, though, to hear Pearson talk about whether this moment that's been so politically focused might in the future translate into more Democrats in Tennessee registering to vote or maybe even running for office.
WKNO's Katie Reardon in Memphis. Katie, thank you.
Thank you.